This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Coming up, a camera crackdown in Washington, D.C. We'll give you the information on what's happening out there. Could be happening in your neighborhood as well. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight is Ian.
It's Taryn.
And Mark.
Taryn Lupo's here over at lupolit.com. That's his website. He's an author and a pretty good one from what I understand.
Well, thanks.
People have been saying nice things about your books.
Yeah, libertarians and freedom activists, they'll tell you like it is. If your book stinks, you'll know. it's not a problem. So I'm happy.
So you're still here hanging out a little longer than Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, wrapping up on Sunday. You're here hanging out in Keene for the day. And when are you heading back down to Georgia?
I'm actually leaving tomorrow. I spent the last 2 days going around the state. I looked at Bardo Farm, and I went out to Manchester and hung out there in Keene. And so, just shopping it around, seeing what I have time with a car.
You're thinking about making a move up here and sometime maybe next summer, is that
That's
right?
The game plan.
Maybe make it a Porkfest move, you think?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I don't know. Hopefully before. We'll see.
That'd be even better, yeah, man. That way you don't have to come up to visit and then go back and then come back up again. Save the extra trip.
Right.
So we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. Also coming up, latest update on what's going on in Orlando with the crackdown on people who are attempting to feed the hungry in a public park there and have been arrested in the numbers of dozens of people arrested for just feeding hungry folks in Orlando. We'll give you the latest on that. Cecilia is on the line, though, first in this hour, listening in West Virginia. Cecilia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I kind of saw on Free Talk Live, just from like, I heard it on my local radio station something about it, so I Googled it, and I didn't know that there were other people, so many other people that thought like me, and from, finding out Free Talk Live, I found out about the Free State Project, about New Hampshire, and I just love the idea so much that when I get to where I'm going, because I'm on the road right now, I'm signing the pledge to join the Free State Project, and I plan to be in New Hampshire by Porkfest next year.
Wow. That's exciting. And you found all of this out within how long?
Well, I found out about Free Talk Live about 5 days before Porkfest, I was planning, I was considering buying a ticket just to go up there to see what it was like, but just from hearing you guys and just the love of freedom that you guys talk about, it just, like, I just, it's words.
You are excited and decisive.
This
is
what it's like for people who believe in the ideas of freedom, who have they believed in them, and they're so isolated.
They feel so alone.
Yeah, they don't know what it's like to, because there's one thing. It's one thing to sort of have libertarian ideas. It's another thing entirely to really passionately believe in these ideas. Even if you can get people to agree with you, you're still alone because nobody's going to do anything.
Yeah, that's right. They're scared.
Yeah. And I am actually from West Virginia. I had a practice out there for 5 years, and I can tell you that it is, I completely understand what you're feeling. Because you do have some freedoms in West Virginia you don't have in other states, but man, there, it's like 2/3 of the people work for the government. Nobody understands.
Terrible. So if you, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, if you actually challenge them about ideas like taxes or taxes equals theft, you're insulting 2/3 of the people there. You know, it's really a tough
gambit in West Virginia. Well, that's because there's 1.9 million people in the state, and 1 million of them is on some kind of federal program for assistance. I only lived there for about 2 years. I moved there to be with my fiance. He and I actually just broke up today. So I'm heading back to my parents. I'm going to resituate myself, and I'm moving to New Hampshire.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Sounds like the time to do it.
Do it now.
Yeah, it is a good time to do it. I mean, it seems a little callous to, you broke up with your boyfriend. Get the heck on up here.
Look, boyfriends are made to be broke up with.
Well, and there's plenty, I can tell you, there are plenty of eligible bachelors.
You're right. There's not going to be any problem with you if you want to find a libertarian to date.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So great to hear about that, Cecilia. And, of course, there are different resources available to you and anybody else that's interested in making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Of course, freestateproject.org. There's a lot of good information there. There's the forum there. Also, I run freekeen.com. There's a forum there as well where people can kind of, you know, where you can kind of introduce yourself to your soon-to-be neighbors and start making connections now rather than just kind of coming up here blind.
Can I put a plug in? If you're from West Virginia, check out Wheels Off Liberty. You're going to relate to these guys a lot.
Yeah, you should.
Also, Cecilia, we do have the Shrine of Female Listeners as well, so drop by there when you get a chance at shrine.freetalklive.com if you would.
Yeah, I saw that, actually.
All right, cool. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just you guys, what you guys do is awesome.
It's, great.
I mean, you might sound a little crazy sometimes, but that's crazy good. Crazy
thanks. Good. I'm glad you appreciate it, Cecilia, and thanks for the call. See you in New Hampshire at 800-259-9231. You know, it's been a little while since we've had one of those calls where somebody said, I didn't think anyone else thought like I did. Yeah. Then I found you guys.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, but we know that's true. We know that stuff happens out there where people will come across this program and it's like, wow, I'm not alone in the world after all. In fact, there are people like me moving to the same place together. That's pretty exciting. And if that sounds exciting, where do you actually experience
it's
it, right,
awesome.
Taryn?
It's awesome. But what I can tell you in the meantime is just go to Facebook and get plugged in. Like, there is such an awesome Liberty community that you can reach out online that will encourage you and help you out. So get into some social networking, whatever, you know, Twitter. Whatever.
Right, we'll hop on the forums in New Hampshire
forums,
as well.
Yeah.
It's a great place to meet up with folks online. So 800-259-9231 as we continue here. Washington, D.C., the story from the Post, WashingtonPost.com, where the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission is under the lights after a commission hearing on Wednesday was interrupted when a pair of reporters, Pete Tucker of TheFightBack.org and Jim Epstein of Reason.tv, were cuffed by U.S. Park Police. You know, the same bureaucracy that arrested people for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. Officers charged with, they were charged with disorderly conduct and remaining. That's a crime.
I've never heard of that one.
Remain. Their alleged crimes involve them doing their jobs, that is, recording the proceedings of a public body with photographs, audio, and videotape. Journalists have a bit of a hive mind when something like this happens, according to Mike DeBonis, a reporter at The Post. He says the episode has gotten big-time media coverage, boosted on Thursday by the release of Epstein's video showing Tucker getting arrested. So the Reason TV guy, when this other reporter was getting arrested, because what happened was the first reporter pulled out his iPhone and snapped a photo of this ostensibly public meeting that they were there as reporters to cover, pulls out an iPhone to snap a photo of what's going on stage, and that's when the you know, the security agents come in and demanded that that he leave, basically.
And reporters.
His response was just bewilderment. I mean, people don't really pay close attention to what's going on out there in the world. I'm not surprised this happened, but he is, and he should be, because, you know, he's a reporter. He thinks he's got freedom of the press, and so he's upset. He's saying to these cops, well, wait a minute, I'm a reporter.
I got a little card that says press on it.
This is a public event. This is a public space. I'm here to report on this, and he didn't want to leave. You know, he's doing his job. And so they arrested him for it, and then a little bit later they arrested
him. By the way,
guy.
The United States is slipping quickly down the world's chart of freest places when it comes to journalism freedom.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff you expect to
see. They're not even in the single digits.
Wow.
This is the kind of stuff you expect to see in, you know, some sort of third world dictatorship. But besides cueing the media's righteous indignation, the arrests highlight the feud that has played out in an obscure corner of government for 4 years, if not longer.
One thing that is different than sort of a totalitarian regime in the United States is that you likely won't be killed over this. Because in the United States, you're more valuable as a prisoner than you are dead. Because they can charge $100,000 a year to the taxpayer to keep you in jail.
Whereas in a third world country, they
and here
that much.
With all these right wingers out there, they'll be like, "Yeah, keep them prisoners, take away their cable TV, put automatic sodomizers in the cell." You know, anything as long as it's locking people up.
So there's more here to the story, but it's not just about the fact that the folks were being arrested for being reporters, basically. And the video, by the way, is up over at the Reason.tv YouTube channel, so you can see this happening. And the cab drivers, again, they were at this cab driver meeting where the cabbies We're talking to the D.C. Taxi Cab Commission. We'll tell you why here in a few moments. But the cabbies were not happy with this. I mean, they were pretty upset that this reporter was being arrested in front of them, and they were making quite a bit of noise about it. Rightfully so, I think. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. More from D.C. coming up. Your thoughts as well are welcome. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We can give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. Go to news.freetalklive.com, sign up for our emailed updates, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. All of it's free for you, but you gotta go to get signed up at news.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes you pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
1-800-259-9231. News out of D.C. is that at a taxi cab meeting with the taxi commission, the cabbies were meeting up, because we'll tell you why here in a moment. But during this meeting, there were two reporters that were arrested for reporting, specifically using video or still cameras, in what was purported to be a public meeting where the reporters were allowed to be. But then when one of them actually pulled out his iPhone to take a snapshot of what was going on stage, he was then approached by the security agents and told that he needed to, I think, hand it over. I don't recall the exact the phraseology that was used, but essentially they were very upset that he was taking a picture of this public meeting, and they threatened him over it. They wanted to kick him out, and he wanted to stay because he was a reporter doing his job. He's assigned to be there, and he was just caught completely off guard. I don't think he realized that this could happen in America. But it's not the first time.
No. Press freedom is diminishing in the United States. Judges are throwing reporters in jail for not revealing their sources.
Mm-hmm.
Reporters are being thrown in jail, roughed up, all kinds of things.
Cameras
for reporting in public places, at public meetings. This is going on in America, people. You know, here while you wave your flags and you talk about how our boys are dying for your freedom, their blood's being spilled in the sand, apparently it's a lie, because the freedoms are diminishing in this country, and your kids are dying.
1-800-259-9231. So here's the rest of the story from the Washington Post, where, according to this piece, the cab drivers have been deeply at odds with the commission, which is the dual role of writing and enforcing industry regulations. According to Larry Frankel, organizer of the self-employed drivers who make up the bulk of the taxi fleet in Washington, D.C., he says, "You reporters got a taste of what it's like to get treated by the taxi cab commission." Because these guys have to deal with these bureaucrats on a daily basis.
Yeah, and they think they run everything. And I'm sure that's exactly what they think.
Their grievances? Drivers say they've been subjected to unfair and uneven scrutiny from city cab inspectors, that a sweeping rewrite of taxicab regulations now underway would be unduly punitive toward drivers, and more generally that their voices aren't being heard by the commission. And I don't doubt that any of those things are false. I think that why would the commission care about what these drivers think? They can just regulate them into the dirt, and those who keep paying the fees, the medallion licensing fees, that's all they care about.
Right. I mean, you know, you ask yourself when you go to the DMV, why do those people want to serve you? They don't, and it shows.
According to the story here, the city's cab drivers have long been a class apart politically, viewed by officials alternately as a prime source of campaign cash and a special interest group heavy on non-voting immigrants and suburban residents that can easily be steamrolled. According to the predecessor for, the chief attorney on the commission, he says that the industry is like this. This is one of, again, people on the government side. It's like a third world bazaar. You have no idea what you're getting. You have no idea, to some extent, who is operating your taxi cab. They don't want rules and regulations that cause them to be accountable. Swain is in many ways the taxi industry's bête noire, the boogeyman responsible for railroading through the switch from zones to meters and then upping the frequency and intensity of hack inspections Frankel said his organization's support of the mayor's campaign was contingent on his removal as a chairman, but Swain brings some bona fides like his central role in a federal bust that led to the arrest of 41 cab drivers, two company owners, and a D.C. council aide on corruption charges. So when he talks about dirty taxi laundry, he knows from whence he speaks. You're not supposed to put from in front of whence, are you?
It's not traditional. I mean, it can be done.
He says,
it's style, Ian. It's not a rule.
You have people who are very unscrupulous. You have a lot of fraud going on, he said, including widespread tax evasion. Those horrible cabbies, how dare they try to make a living and keep more of the money that they earn in this incredible.
You don't expect any bureaucrats or the people that employ bureaucrats to extol that behavior,
do
you?
In this incredibly highly regulated industry where they are taxed left and right, regulated left and right, and of course the big scare here is what they're trying to, well, if it weren't for our taxi cab commission, you'd have people out there getting ripped off. You've got to be careful, and if it weren't for the government, you might have a bad taxi driver.
Indeed, you would likely, there's probably people that, I'll bet the regulation prevents a certain amount of people getting ripped off, but that's the suggestion that the marketplace couldn't come up with regulation that's just as good and...
If not better.
If not better, really. Like, that's the point, because you've got to know that there's better regulations out there.
Well, it makes me wonder... If I remember right, because I grew up in Northern Virginia, so real close to D.C., these things were like, the medallions were ridiculously expensive.
Typical, yeah.
$50,000 or $100,000 a year.
In D.C., that's not true. In D.C., the medallions are quite cheap. In New York City, they're very expensive.
Is it New York?
Really?
That's my understanding.
Virginia.
Yep.
That's my point is I wonder how much, if it's sometimes just cheaper to operate without one until you get busted. Pay the fine instead of paying
the question. Yeah, to run a gypsy cab, as they are called. Frankel said the drivers he represents are interested in running an honest industry, and cesspool or not, the industry and public can't have much confidence in the current commission, given how it handled Wednesday's hearing on new regulations for drivers and cab companies, you know, where they arrested reporters for using video devices. In a statement, Reed explained that the commission banned videotaping of its proceedings because, quote, it has found television cameras to be disruptive to meetings. Oh, well,
there you go.
We're disrupted, so therefore, we feel bad, and so therefore you reporter types, you're just not allowed in here anymore with your cameras.
So much for that whole transparency thing that Obama promised, right?
Here's a notepad. You can take some notes.
Draw some pictures of everybody.
Yeah. And he said that some attendees have demonstrated a tendency to act in a more disruptive manner when cameras are present. Statement also said that Tucker had been defiant and respectful of the bureaucrats' requests and suggestions. Tucker's one of the reporters, to place his microphone somewhere other than in front of her and later cause some distraction by moving his microphone between witnesses and commission members. Tucker explains, in order to get usable audio, you need to be close to the speaker. So he was trying to report in as best way as he possibly could.
He's a reporter.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Frankel said, if the commission treats reporters like this, imagine how the inspectors treat the taxi drivers.
Yeah.
So think about that. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. In fact, they actually mentioned the medallion system in here. We'll tell you about that here in a moment. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want, whether you want to talk about taxis or whatever. Free Talk Live.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-feeding food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoes.com. www.HardShoes.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in, bring up anything, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Free listening options, we've got them. Live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions of the program. You can listen around the clock, so anytime you want, the latest episode of Free Talk Live is there on those streams over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn about the over 100 radio stations to carry the show throughout the week at various different times, plus our satellite listening option, including two XM satellite radio channels in addition to our KU band free-to-air channel. The webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Get the details on how to get tuned in to Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It's for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know those rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters, in state or federal courts. In fact, any court in around the world that uses the English common law system, I think that's India, Australia, Canada, England, obviously. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. I've taken the course. I use it. I recommend it. It's jurisdictionary.com. When you're checking out, be sure to use the pull-down menu. Let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right. Our toll-free number again, 800-259-9231 as we continue you may take control of the airwaves. Just another update here on the taxi situation in D.C., where two reporters were arrested for using video devices in an ostensibly public meeting. The bureaucracy says, we've decided to not allow cameras because it's disruptive. We feel disrupted by you reporters with your video cameras, so stick with the pad of paper, okay?
You and your people and your stuff, you got to stay out of here.
Yeah.
You bug us.
It's outrageous, and the taxi cab drivers who are there at this commission meeting are basically saying, hey, now you know what it's like for us. We have to deal with these people, these bureaucrats, every single day as we're trying to run businesses, getting people to and fro in this hell of a city known as Washington, D.C.
And imagine a lot of these are immigrants. Imagine the abuse you can do to immigrants.
Yeah,
because they can't speak English.
Non-voting. And that's what the article said. They're non-voters, and you know, they can do what they... You can do what you want to these guys.
Just bend them over the barrel.
Yeah, Americans hate foreigners. And so...
Well, I don't. I think they're fine.
Do you call yourself
American, are you?
Well, I was born here.
Okay, whatever. I'm just
North
saying.
American.
Often you'll claim not to be a citizen at all, so I was just going to try to see if I could back you in
Americans,
a corner.
American is not a citizen, necessarily. It would be a U.S. citizen.
Fine. Yeah. U.S. citizens tend to dislike foreigners.
So
just my experience, only drawing from experience.
So, okay, so one more point here, and it brings up the answer to the question about the medallion, because, Taryn, you had suggested that they have a medallion system there, which is very expensive to get, like in a place like New York City. I remember the price went up on the medallions the last time I looked, from like 100 grand to 400 grand or something crazy like that. So in New York City, it's a really super restricted marketplace for taxi cabs. D.C. apparently is not that way. According to this piece from the Washington Post, the people on this board, this taxi regulation board, are actually now proposing a medallion system. So there is this is on the horizon now, which, according to the article, could potentially end the Wild West aspects of the industry at the cost of reducing the number of taxis on the streets and making it much more difficult to own one's own cab. The medallion proposal is going nowhere fast, apparently, but the latest episode in the city's taxi cab drama shows there's some room for better regulations and a lot of room to improve the regulators themselves. That's according to the Post.
And we can do that with medallions.
I, of course, would agree with Mark that you don't need to have the government regulating anything, because the marketplace can handle doing that on its own. It can do a better job of it, because then you can have competing regulators. You can have essentially third-party certification of some form, and you could still have taxis that don't have any regulations attached to them. You'd probably pay less for them, but you wouldn't be covered by insurance, or you'd be taking a risk, basically. Yeah. And some people are willing to do that, and they should be free to make that choice. In New York City, gypsy cabs are everywhere because there's enough demand for taxi cab services, from what I understand, where, you know, the medallions, most people can't afford a medallion, so if they want to do taxi running, they have to do it illegally.
Right. You know, the suggestion is that, you know that these taxi, the city of New York isn't checking odometers of taxi cab companies just to make sure they're not spinning a little faster than they should be. You know that's not happening, right? I mean, everybody knows that there's not a team of bureaucrats that goes out every morning and checks a random sampling of taxi cabs.
Seems unlikely.
To make sure that their odometers are running at the right speed. All the other problems with taxis can generally be handled with people that know math and can kind of figure out that they're being taken on a ride. But if the odometer spun too much, it's not like the threat of taking away their $400,000 medallion from this company is any more valuable than the threat of throwing somebody in jail if they're committing fraud against their customers. You don't need these medallions. This is just a growth of government that's not going to benefit anyone for anything.
And give it a few years and see how technology solves this. You'll be able to look up a cab number and see their reputation. You know, this guy charged me too much, ripped me off.
Sure.
You'll be able to leave reviews on your phone. You'll be able to check it right before you even get in.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be able to? I mean, you can do all that now with restaurants and other services that are out there. Maybe that hasn't happened yet, Taryn, because the market isn't in charge of regulating these industries.
Correct.
Well, I think that in some ways this is happening now more than it used to be. Because of cell phones, you know, cabbies can take calls rather than them coming through a router or anything like that through the dispatch. And people are choosing to call back. You know, Ian, we've done this on multiple occasions. We've taken a card from a cabbie, and then we call that guy back to pick us up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we got a good ride, or we felt like we got a good ride. It doesn't mean we, in fact, got a good ride, but we felt like we got a good ride.
He was friendly. We had a good ride.
Yeah, whatever.
It felt fine.
And you know, so
it's all about how you feel.
This is about providing. Now cabbies can provide a better, are incentivized to provide better customer service to their customers, mm-hmm. and you know, it's working. I mean, so this is just one area where technology has helped. Tara and I agree completely. In fact, I expect to see a smartphone app in the relatively near future that uses facial recognition software that will put in together some kind of eBay ranking system that will allow you to take a picture of somebody's face, like a fingerprint or something like that. It would be, you know, immediately, I know who this person is. Do I want to do business with them or do I not want to do business? Mm-hmm. And it won't be just about whether them being a cab driver or not. And a lot of people, a lot of privacy advocates really hate this idea, but we've had callers call in, and I have to agree that a free society may be less private than the society we have today. You could choose not to have your picture taken, but then you're operating in a world where you don't have credit.
You got to have reputation. And
you know, if I'm going to buy a used car from somebody out of the newspaper, I want to know who this person is. I want to know what they're like.
Yo, let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything. Paul's listening in Colorado to XN's America's Talk. Hello, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taryn, and Mark. Paul? In Colorado.
Hello.
Hey, Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, well, I was listening to y'all's show, driving down the road, and the one guy was saying that they were dropping the F-bomb, and that's very offensive. And for every person that a cuss word does offend, it don't offend me. I don't understand that. Who said a cuss word's a cuss word? I mean, where did that come from? I mean, who said the F word was a bad word?
Well,
I mean, you grew up with your parents saying it was a bad word, but where did it come from that said it was a bad word? Because it don't offend me in any form or fashion.
Well, it can or cannot offend you, but it does offend some people. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but for every person it offends, there's the same amount that it don't offend.
I think that's true.
Who's right? If it don't offend me and it offends you, then we're caught at an impasse here.
Well, I think that that's true. However, I would think, wouldn't you also agree that people that are not offended by the F-bomb are probably not offended if you don't use the F-bomb, too? So if you don't use the F-bomb, you can offend fewer people, right?
You probably have a point there, sir.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call and the thoughts. I'm with you, man. I totally understand where you're coming from.
I'm not offended by the F-bomb either. I'm offended by people being offended. I'm offended by bad liberty activism.
Well, I think that people get up. You're referring to something we talked about a long while ago because XM folks are getting us 2 hours delayed. But
yep.
there was an incident with some activists that kind of got a little heated. They lost their tempers, and those things happen. Thanks
totally
for the call,
critique,
Paul.
Man.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Just enough time for your thoughts next.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendovite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you make it now, make your call now at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Taryn.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Head on over to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, the world's largest, and in my opinion, damn well the best internet retailer out there. They've got a huge selection, dozens of categories, probably millions of items. Honestly, I don't know if it's even possible to quantify it. I'm sure Amazon knows the answer to that question, but it's huge. Lots of choices. You can even choose the same item from multiple vendors through Amazon. I mean, they've got all kinds of... They actually have vendors competing for price within Amazon. So you can go and get the stuff you're looking for over at shop.freetalklive.com, and you can get a great price, and in many cases, totally free shipping with the free Super Saver shipping option, which is available on a lot of their brand new products on a purchase over $25. So really, you just can't beat Amazon. And now, when you enter through the Free Talk Live links at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. So it's still the same great Amazon that you're used to. It's just you're entering through our portal, and so Amazon gives us a cut of their profits because you took the time to go to shop.freetalklive.com and go into Amazon through one of the links there. In fact, once you go through that link the first time, just bookmark that link that you see there, and you can just go through that bookmark, and you don't have to go to shop.freetalklive.com. But anyway, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com, and we would appreciate it. So as I mentioned, we've got an update on the Orlando situation. Over the last several, three or four weeks, there have been people who have, by the way, for years been doing this in Orlando. They've been feeding hungry people, some homeless folks, some folks maybe just down on their luck, feeding hungry people in, I believe it's Lake Eola Park in Orlando. And it's been going on for a long time, but just recently the police have decided to begin cracking down and arresting people for feeding hungry folks. The ordinance that they're being charged with violating is a city ordinance that specifies that you may not feed anyone in a group of over 25 folks. You may not feed anyone in over 25 people in a two-mile within a two-mile radius of City Hall. Now, of course,
you can feed them outside of the 2 mile radius of City Hall because, well, right. You know, only the bureaucrats count.
Well, right. This is really all about the bureaucrats having to come near the unwashed masses. It really is what it feels like to me. Otherwise, why would they just specify this 2 mile radius? There's something about them not wanting to see this within the distance that they have to walk to go to, say, get some lunch downtown or something like that. So anyway, they banned this particular thing and they've started to crack down. They send in dozens of cops. I mean, they're taking a huge amount of the Orlando police force at any given time and going in and making arrests on a weekly basis because the activists keep coming back. See, that's the thing. They arrested them one day. They came back 2 days later. And then the next week they came back. And the next week they came back. They're going Mondays and Wednesdays to this park. It's Food Not Bombs and some of the liberty-oriented people there in Orlando Orlando Cop Watch is involved in this as well. And they just keep coming back. And they keep arresting new people because each person that gets arrested gets charged with, they get a no trespass order issued against them. So not only are you charged with feeding hungry people, whatever that crime is, but you've also got an order saying you may not return to this location. So they keep bringing new people in who keep getting arrested, and this has gone on for weeks now. Well, go ahead.
I wonder if they could take a play out of MLK's book and just start using kids to hand out the food.
That's a great idea. This is why I think that people with families should get their kids involved in activism. But I understand why they won't, because they're afraid. They think they're going to steal their kids from them.
It's not unusual at all to see families take, you know, their kids to a soup kitchen and make them help out. I would be curious to see if the cops would really back off if there's little kids running around helping out.
Good question.
I bet they would.
I would love to see it happen, and I hope that we start to see more families willing to take those kinds of risks, because I think that when kids get involved in activism, you can do some really interesting things that are, you know, impossible otherwise. But I also understand why mom and dad wouldn't want to do something like that.
A lot of people call
DCYF is scary.
They call a lot of people, just your average citizen, would call kids being involved in activism, any kind of activism, child abuse.
So
they should come out. Little blank slates for the state to manipulate at 18 years old.
Well, right, they're going to say that you're poisoning your kids by telling them the government is bad, and that's, you know, that's a bad thing.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the public schools are poisoning the kids by making them say the Pledge of Allegiance every
day. I'm with you. Well, here's the latest on the story from MSNBC.com, where the hacker group Anonymous yesterday declared war against the city of Orlando, Florida. Why? Because of what we're talking about. It got the attention of Anonymous. All these arrests.
I sure do like Anonymous.
Yeah, now, I want to be friends with them.
And now the hacktivists behind this group are targeting the Orlando government. In a press release, the group announced the creation of Operation Orlando over the city's treatment of the Food Not Bombs group. The Orlando Sentinel reported that what started as a spat over distributing food without a permit in a park has escalated, with Mayor Buddy Dyer describing the activists charged with the misdemeanor offense as
terrorists.
Food terrorists.
Oh, come on. Food terrorists, really?
For
Buddy Dyer needs a freaking vacation.
Wow.
A long vacation. And he needs to never, ever get it near a position of power again.
Wow.
According to the...
Food terrorists.
Yep. Anybody who disobeys the government is a terrorist.
That's exactly what it is. Anybody, and the average citizen that's sitting out there listening, it's been speculated by, you know, people smarter than me that you've committed three felonies today without knowing it. You know, when you sit there in your high horse and you assume, well, these people are just doing, they're just hassling people and stuff like that. You never know when the laser beam of the state is going to land on your forehead.
On Wednesday last, the anonymous press release said the city had, quote, ignored our warnings and our generous offer of a ceasefire. On Wednesday last, you not only arrested two more people for feeding, but you also arrested the worldwide president of Food Not Bombs, Keith McHenry. This is a declaration of war, it said. Henceforth, there will be...
Orlando is screwed, by the way. Anonymous.
Yeah,
they bring
awesome.
Down, organizations to their knees.
Henceforth, there will be no more ceasefires, no more attempts to get you to resolve this issue with human decency. We will now treat you like the human rights abusers that you are. Anonymous said it would start a massive campaign against Orlando and its city web assets. It said it would send emails to millions of people in 50 countries asking them to boycott the city. Anonymous said it would remove OrlandoFloridaGuide.com from the internet at 10 a.m. this morning until 6 p.m. Eastern time. I did attempt to access the site earlier today, and I was able to access it, but it was going very slowly. So I don't know how successful
Orlando's
they were at that.
Really, you know, just done a huge disservice to the citizenry and the businesses inside of its dominion there that it claims for itself.
Now, the funny thing about this site is it's ugly as hell, by the way. It's just like, it looks like it was made in 1997.
God, it's awful.
And
you think they put up something awful instead?
It said it would target the owners of the site, identified as Utopia Incorporated, rather than the city itself. Anonymous said the owner of the site could have it removed from the target list by releasing a statement to the press in support of Food Not Bombs and calling on the city of Orlando to stop the arrests. So where else they will be targeting is uncertain at this point, but they claim they're going to be targeting multiple Orlando city assets as far as web assets are concerned. But you know what I'm interested in seeing happen is the anonymous folks taking down more critical infrastructure for these city governments, because it's symbolic to take down a website. But if you can't get on the Orlando city government website, it's not the end of the Orlando city government. But if they were to actually, you know, release a virus into the Orlando city's computer system or something like that, somehow hack in there and, you know, like they did with the, there was some files recently released where the guys from Copbusters actually found these hacktivists went in to the FBI files and found out LulzSec went in and they found the information about the FBI's report on the Copbusters organization, and they released that.
Wait a second, America. Some hackers hacked into the FBI website. These are the people that are keeping you safe. They're incompetent.
The FBI is.
They can't keep you safe.
Exactly. Let's go to Captain Ned in Florida. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about Anonymous and their war on the Orlando city government, but that's pretty exciting news. Anyway, go ahead, Captain Ned. You're on Free Talk Live at the Interna Bar. Captain Ned in Florida, going once. Captain Ned in Florida, going twice. Do we have Captain Ned?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts. You've got the final thoughts on the show
tonight. Yeah, man, food terrorists. You can really see where this war on terror is actually war on the Bill of Rights, you know? And it's amazing what these guys are trying to get away with. But you know what? You can feel a rising tide of liberty in this country. You know, like the lady who was filming the cops outside her home and they arrested her. People are outraged at this stuff, man. You can feel a rising tide, guys. And congratulations for what you guys are doing.
Thanks, Captain Ned. Appreciate hearing from you. Taryn Lupo from LupoLit.com. Thanks for being here, dude.
You bet. A lot of fun.
Coming back to New Hampshire sooner rather than later, I'm sure.
I hope so.
All right, man. Look forward to seeing you again. And thanks again for coming on the show tonight. It has been Ian and Mark here with you, and we'll be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.